Well, that's it. Novak Djokovic could be on his way home just days out from the Australian Open. The Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, has used his discretionary powers to cancel the men's world number one tennis player's visa for a second time. Our reporter, Bridget Fitzgerald, has been following the story and joins me now. Bridget, what's been happening this evening?
So, Em, as we know, this whole thing has dragged out for more than a week since Novak Djokovic arrived in Australia. The issue is, of course, that the Serbian tennis player is unvaccinated. So Tennis Australia had granted him permission to play in the Oz Open, saying he was exempt from vaccination based on the fact he'd tested positive to COVID-19 in mid-December and has since recovered. But that exemption didn't hold up when he was questioned by border officials. He had his visa cancelled the next morning, then he was held in hotel detention. Then on Monday, the Federal Circuit Court quashed the visa application cancellation, and ordered Djokovic to be released immediately on the grounds that the border officials hadn't given him a reasonable amount of time to respond to their intention to cancel it. So this evening, Immigration Minister Alex Hawke released a statement to say that he has used his powers under the Migration Act to once again cancel Novak Djokovic's visa on health and order grounds. The minister says this decision is in the public interest.
This saga has dragged on for days. Why has it taken so long to get an answer on whether Djokovic should stay or go?
Well, it kind of comes down to the confusion between what Tennis Australia thought it could do and what the federal government did or didn't do. And on the 29th of November, we know that the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt wrote to Tennis Australia Chief Executive Craig Tiley and said that players who wanted to enter Australia and do quarantine-free travel must be vaccinated, and they couldn't use the excuse of a previous infection as a reason for exemption. This was obviously understanding that that might be something that Novak Djokovic or another player may want to use. Although a month later, on the 30th of December, Tennis Australia wrote to Novak Djokovic and told him that he was exempt from vaccination based on the fact he'd recently had an infection. So, of course, that goes against the advice that Health Minister had given Tennis Australia. However, when it comes to international borders, the buck stops with the Commonwealth. So if there were issues with the exemption that Tennis Australia gave Novak Djokovic, the federal government was really in a position to step in and cancel the visa. The fact that visa was only cancelled once Mr. Djokovic arrived meant that that process was rushed, and it was for that reason that the court overturned the cancellation. Then, of course, for the past 5 days, we've been waiting to hear whether the Minister for Immigration would make this call and decide to cancel the visa again. Earlier today, Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese said that the government should have stepped in sooner.
What we have from a government is day after day after day not making a decision, where it is now almost 60 days since his visa was granted. They have never answered the question of how is it that that visa was granted in the first place if he wasn't eligible because he wasn't fully vaccinated.
That's the Federal Opposition Leader, Anthony Albanese. So, Bridget, what happens now? Is it over?
Well, maybe not. For one thing, I mean, it could throw the Australian Open itself into a bit of chaos. The Oz Open draw only happened last night. Novak Djokovic was selected as the number one seed. He was set to take on fellow Serb Miomir Kecmanovic in the first round, though it depends on what happens to Novak Djokovic. And former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department, Abul Rizvi, says he's surprised that the Immigration Minister has decided to cancel the visa, and he expects that Mr. Djokovic will want to challenge that.
I assume he'll go back to the same detention hotel that he was at previously. I assume his lawyers will now seek judicial review of that decision, and the court will need to consider whatever application Mr. Djokovic's lawyers make. I assume the applications will be for Mr. Djokovic to be released in some way, probably directing the minister to release Mr. Djokovic on a bridging visa to enable him to play in the Australian Open. The judge would consider that and make a decision.
That's Abul Rizvi, the former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department, and before that, our reporter, Bridget Fitzgerald.